Don't assume that everybody's going to read the cheat sheet or the report. Most people won't. They will just secure it. Okay, I put my details, I get it. And it's the same thing with everything. It's like when you buy something, right? You think about it all the time for the past, you know, weeks and days. You want to buy this stuff. You want to buy this stuff. Yeah. And you justify it to your wife. Yeah, when I buy it, we're going to use it every day. And then you buy it and then boom, it goes into storage.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. This is part of the membership series today. Episode 641. We'll be focusing on the topic of free traffic techniques for your course or membership. Of course, I've brought back my enthusiastic membership genius, John Lint. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, John. So, you've been developing out the membership platform 10xpro.io. We have this regular membership series where we've been talking about a range of topics over this series. And as a little insight, we've been covering stuff like how to validate your membership ideas, how to retain customers, how to attract and convert members for your membership, behind the scenes of running a membership site, supporting your membership site. We've even talked about what course you should create and how to structure your course in a more technical one, and the ultimate membership site launch checklist, which was a very popular episode. And today we're going to go to perhaps the most popular topic ever talked about online between business owners, and that's like traffic. 99% of the conversation is around traffic. So why not cover it in a little more depth on today's episode?
Yeah, sure. That's what everybody's talking about, right? I mean, how do I get traffic? Give me some traffic and all that. I think it's also important to talk about, okay, great. Well, and what do you do once you have the traffic? Are you ready to get that traffic? You know, all of those things are important, and what you do with it will determine if whether you are going to have a successful, profitable business or not, really.
One thing that's worth saying is, please, if you're going to be focusing on more traffic, at least pay attention to conversions. Mm-hmm. Because if you could just tune your conversions, you won't need a lot more traffic, but you could double your sales much easier. It's much easier to go from 1% to 2% conversions than it is to get twice as many people to visit your site.
Yeah.
So it is worth saying. We've got a couple of little sneaky angles on this, actually. Mm-hmm. So the first traffic tip is to focus on your conversions, because that is effectively the same as increasing your traffic, mm-hmm, if you can tune the conversions. And we did a whole episode on that before, especially the conversions. We will touch on some of those subjects today anyway, and we'll talk about what's working for me and what's working for you in business. I suppose while we're circling around that with sort of alternative creative ways around traffic, you had an interesting take you shared with me one time, John, about your view of affiliate traffic. Mm. And how you feel that that's also could be classified as free traffic.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to keep in mind, right? When people talk about free traffic, you immediately think, okay, I don't want to do anything and traffic is going to come and I didn't pay for it, so it's free and they are on my website or on my landing page. I mean, that's one way to do it. So how would you do that? Well, the traditional strategies of publishing content, right? I mean, even though it's not really free because you're going to spend all this time creating the content either yourself or you're going to pay someone to create it. But with, you know, sometime you have SEO going, you have your content being shared, you know, people believe, yeah, that's free traffic. People are going to find my stuff. They're going to find my videos on YouTube. They're going to click on the links in the description, or they're going to find my Instagram account. People are going to love my updates with all my cool pictures that I post of my cats or my dogs, and they're going to go to my website and buy my product. That's free traffic. It's wonderful. Facebook as well. Let's spend a bunch of time on Facebook, create content, and free traffic. I'm going to get stuff. I mean, that's the traditional way. So that's one way of looking at it. But if you just reverse engineer the whole conversion process and you look at, well, for example, how can you get free content from paid content? How can you get free traffic from paid traffic? For example, you're doing advertising. Well, you can turn advertising into free traffic. Depends on your conversions. Depends on how many people buy, right? Let's say you spend $100 on Facebook ads or Google ads or whatever, whatever is your favorite traffic source. People land on your site. Then based on your copy, based on your offer, based on your funnels and the pages that you create, then you can engineer a sale right there and then. So traditionally, they will come to your website. You always want to capture your traffic first, no matter what strategy you do, by the way, whether it's content or paid advertising or partners. You capture your traffic first. Once you capture your traffic, that allows you to follow up. It allows you to get that chance of getting free traffic, right? So let's imagine $100 on Facebook, they land on an opt-in page. You offer them a cheat sheet or whatever you want, or a webinar or something like that. Ideally, you want to try to convert some of those visitors into sales. Let's say some people buy, you know, like maybe 1%, 3%, doesn't matter. But depending on your strategy and the funnel that you're using, if you're breaking even, it's free traffic. And now you can be spending $100 a day on Facebook. And if you're converting and if your numbers stay the same, you're getting free traffic. Because later, now that they are in your emailing system, you can sell other stuff. You can upsell. You can offer your higher tier programs. You know, if they renew, awesome. Now it starts kicking in the profit. So you're breaking even and you're getting free traffic. And when it comes to partners, the strategy, it's all about other people will talk about your products and services. They're going to send you traffic. And it's true, you're going to pay them a commission, but it's obviously much safer than paying up front, right? And with Facebook, we're going to be paying up front $100. Facebook doesn't care if we are going to make money or not. They just want their $100 and that's it. We paid for the ad. So we are taking the gamble. With partners, you're not taking any risk. They are basically sending you traffic. If it converts, pay them their commission, 20%, 40%. And which means that you made money. So it is free traffic when you think about it, right? Because you didn't really pay for it. The customer just gave you $100. You are giving the partner $40. You just made $60, right? Free traffic from that perspective. So it really depends on how you look at things and what are the strategies that you have in place.
Yeah. So it's basically turns it into an investment.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you think about the concept of, you know, free traffic as people talk about. I agree. There's very few actual free ways.
Right.
It's like that old conversation about passive income. There's not really many passive income ways to go about things mm-hmm. when you break it down. With traffic, you're probably going to have to pay with time or money. So even when I do podcasts, mm-hmm. I'm paying with time. If I was to hire someone to do the podcast, then I would pay with money. If I'm hiring my team to help me create more content and edit my videos and transcribe things and publish them, I'm literally paying wages. So my team costs are my publishing costs. So I'm using a combination of my time and money, and some of it, sure, maybe some people will share. Maybe the search engines will lift my content higher in the results. And about a third of the traffic to Superfast Business is coming from search engines. And that's great. Maybe some of the algorithms on our Facebook page or the YouTube search or the Apple podcast platform is helping people find our shows in the various formats that we put it in and distribute to. But there was a cost in my time and my team in terms of money. So there's no like free way other than viral marketing, mm-hmm. perhaps, where you're leveraging your initial content on a more expanding basis.
Right.
It's like when someone has an internet sensation or a virally shared video, then sure, the creator is kind of lucky there where it's expanding well beyond the regular reach of a piece of content. What sort of things in your experience can you do to turn on some of that virality, to get a little bit of leverage with the components of your membership?
Yeah. So this is a great question. It's something that our members have been doing for the past years, which is a component that we call the viral share booster. And it's all about, if we try to step back and look at the strategy is that you always want to capture your traffic, like I said. So let's say someone comes in and you attract them, you capture them by offering, let's just say, a cheat sheet, for example, or a report or a checklist or one-page document or a video, whatever. So they show that they're interested in that. The strategy that our members have been using, and for example, I can think of Jeremy who would use that, and in 4 days, he built a list of 6,000 people just by deploying the viral share booster that we have.
Wait, hang on. How many people in how long?
6,000.
6,000.
Yes.
And how does that actually work?
Yeah. So basically, you bring some people in by offering, like I said, a cheat sheet or a checklist, something of interest, something that they want, right? So,
and on that, mm-hmm. the headline is the most important part of that. Like, I've seen people spend ages, in one case a year,
yeah.
compiling a PDF to give away.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, easy there, buddy. Like, we're giving away 3 a week. Even for this episode, the 641, apart from the transcription, there will be a guide or a cheat sheet mm-hmm. put together of the top traffic techniques that we talk about in this episode summarized in a PDF format that people can actually download. So you don't have to make this War and Peace. This can be short and simple.
Right.
Just wanted to say that because I know someone's already off researching, you know, and that's the death of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that a lot of people, you know, get blocked right there. And it's also because they feel, hey, maybe this is not good enough. I need to provide more. But the reality is that people want the shortcuts. They always want the shortcut. It's much more sexy and more appealing to people when you tell them, here's a one-page document that's going to show you everything, all the steps that you need, rather than here's a 100-page book that's going to tell you everything you need, right? A lot more people will usually get that checklist, that cheat sheet, that really quick document that, okay, you know, whenever I want to look at it, I'll look at it. And, you know, whenever I'm ready to do more research or I want to dig into it, sure, I'll maybe get the more in detail thing. So just keep that in mind.
By the way, that's like something you just said is so important.
Mm.
You've got a way, and I do too, of still making use of the email contact that I'm acquiring in exchange for that report, that we can still utilize that for our benefit and the benefit of the client, even if they never even open the cheat sheet, which I'm sure happens in some cases.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Right. I mean, most people will just opt in and very few of them will actually check out the cheat sheet. That's why it's very important for you to capture, because then you can follow up. The first thing you want to do is actually send an email, say, hey, by the way, here's the cheat sheet that obviously you requested. And then the next day you can follow up again and offer something else, maybe a video or a podcast episode, whatever. That's where the conversation will continue, where the relationship will grow. And don't assume that everybody's going to read the cheat sheet or the report. Most people won't. They will just secure it. Okay, I put my details, I get it. And it's the same thing with everything. It's like when you buy something, right? You think about it all the time for the past, you know, week and days. You want to buy this stuff. You want to buy this stuff. Yeah. And you justify it to your wife. Yeah. When I buy it, we're going to use it every day. And then you buy it and then boom, it goes into storage, right? Or yeah, it's there. Yeah. I'm not going to do it today. Tomorrow. The next day. It's the same thing, right?
The digital archive, what they call that shelfware when people buy courses and leave it in the shrink wrap.
Exactly, right? So they download the stuff. Oh yeah, you know, this thing from James was awesome. I need it. I'm going to download it. I put it in the folder and now I'm busy. I need to watch TV. I'm going to read it later. I mean, you know, that happens to everybody. And that's okay. I mean, I'm like that too. You know, I love my Netflix and I love to watch my stuff. So, and I get distracted. So that's okay. It's just human nature. There's no right or wrong, but that's how people are. But going back to the strategy, the viral share strategy, you attract people that are interested in a topic by offering something cool that they want, a shortcut, something that you don't need to spend days creating. It's simple, it's easy, right? And when they opt in, you tell them, awesome, this thing that you just opted in is being sent to your email. In the meantime, I have this other cool thing, which is, let's say, maybe a crash course. Let's imagine, right? Some of our members do that. They offer a mini crash course or a mini video series where they go in depth. Or maybe, for example, it's the volume 2 of the report. Like if I think about Jeremy, he's in the ice hockey coaching market and he was offering, I think, X amount of exercises that coaches can use. And then on the next page, they say, hey, by the way, I have these other things, these other exercises that you can use. And you can get them 100% for free. The only thing that you need to do is to share the first thing with your friends. Just grab the link and share it on social media. So you're motivating people to share your stuff. You're motivating people to make sure that your stuff becomes viral, right? So if it's a video or if it's a report, you want to try to motivate people to share it. And some people will, especially if the bonuses that you have are sexy to them. And if those things help them solve a specific problem that they have. In this case, Jeremy did a great job, and obviously those things were aligned. People wanted that stuff. So they just told their friends and their friends and their friends. And this whole system basically works on autopilot where it's tracking. It's almost like an affiliate system, but it's an affiliate system for a bonus rather than for a commission. So when two of their friends or three of their friends, and you can set that up in 10xpro.io, you can set that up. We call that the goal level. How many people do you want to refer your stuff? Three, 5, 10, whatever. And then when that goal level is reached, then you get access to the bonus. So that can be maybe access to a free video, access to a course, and all of that is integrated with 10xpro.io because you can create like courses super easy. So as soon as they complete, they get three friends who also opted in for the first report. Boom, they get the bonus. And for example, they can get access to the course. Or you can send them an email and give them something else, whatever it is that you want, because it's really up to you how you want to do that strategy. But that's what it is in a nutshell. That's how a viral share campaign works, right? Offer something cool, and then on the next step, hey, do you want this other thing? Just tell your friends and give them the link. When they share the link, their friends go to that first page that allows them to now join your email list. And now you're basically growing that list and growing, growing, and you have this army out there working for you and sending you free traffic.
I used to use a tool like that probably about 10 years ago. It was called Viral Inviter.
Yeah.
And it worked by sort of pulling in the other people's email addresses from your contacts. I can't recall which platform it was using to send the emails from, but does this work on social platform instead of the email platform? What technically is happening?
Yeah. So technically, as soon as someone opts in to the first thing, they're going to be registered to the Viral Share campaign, the Viral Share booster. They reach the thank you page, and on the thank you page, you tell them, hey, if you want this other cool thing, just use the link below. Now, this link is imagined like an affiliate link, right? It's their own unique link, right? That is basically linked to their ID. So they grab that link, and then they can click on the, for example, share on Facebook, share on Twitter, share on LinkedIn, or share it via email. And then when they click on that, then it's up to them to share it wherever they want. So yeah, they just grab the link or post it on Facebook, whatever they want to do, right? They can send an email to their friends, and then that's it.
Right. So basically, it's giving the person who has the membership freedom of control of where they're going to post it.
Yeah.
So they can log in and send a broadcast. Yeah. They can go to their social media platform. This is much better because I think it gets back over that edgy line of user-generated spam.
Exactly.
Because they've got a lot more control of how it's being generated. And I think that was the weakness of the original program, probably why I stopped using it at some point. And this looks like something really fun to try.
Yeah.
And I think the real secret is the threshold at which people can unlock it is
totally.
You know, managing that in the back end of the machine. I mean, kudos to you for organizing that. You've got a lot of other cool things there too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it depends on the strategy and what you're offering. You know, for example, if you have 100 people and they just invite one, now you just doubled your traffic. So that if you set the threshold to, okay, only one and they reach the goal, that will motivate people because it's super easy, right? Because they just need to tell one of their friends and boom. Most people go with three. Three is usually like the standard. And then if it's really above that, you can push it to five. But above five, to me, feels like, hey, that's a lot of work, you know. But it might be useful if what you're giving away is, for example, I don't know, let's say a masterclass that you're actually selling and you're doing this as a contest type of thing. And you're only going to give that away to people who refer 10 people, you know, 10 friends, you know, maybe, right? So it's really up to you how you communicate with your members and how you set the rules of the contest. Obviously, the lower the number, the easier it is for people to share. So 1 to 3 is usually a good threshold to get started with. And yeah, you know, and then after that, you can just experiment with different things. Giving away a crash course is pretty cool because it has that perceived value, right? Course can be on sale for $27, $97. And you can just tell them, hey, listen, just tell one of your friends or two of your friends or three, and you get access for free. You don't have to pay. It's free, et cetera, et cetera. So you can spin it in different ways, but it's very powerful to just get that, you know, burst of free traffic. Well, again, it's not really free, to be honest, because obviously you work to set all of that up. So you spend time, but yeah, you know, it's viral share and people are sharing. So you're getting all that extra traffic of people that you didn't know. So it's pretty cool.
Well, just on that sort of topic, I've just been helping one of my friends, Ilana, who's a regular guest on this show, talking about traffic. We have a traffic series and we talk about Facebook and AdWords. Mm. But she set up a $10 challenge. It was $10 to learn about remarketing, to put it to good use in your business. And I'm actually having her talk about that on an upcoming episode. But it was such a good offer because you would generally pay thousands of dollars for this information. If you're going to hire Ilana, it would cost thousands per month. And she has a membership, which is tremendous value, but it's still more than $10. So I thought it was so good. I felt very compelled to share this with my audience. I posted about it on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people in my community jumped on board that. I won't spoil the episode, but she sold a lot of that because it was such good value. It stands out in a marketplace where that would be an extraordinary offer to be able to learn a great skill of remarketing and to have it for just $10 is a compelling offer. So think about that. If you're going to combine some of these technologies and ideas, if you're going to go viral, if you're going to put out cheat sheets or guides or have mini courses or crash courses or challenges or webinars, just bring extraordinary value to the market and they will stand up and pay attention. And it builds such goodwill. I know a few people in my field who give away a copy of their book. I think Sam Carpenter does and quite a few other marketers do give away copies of their book. And that's a really good way to give something of actual tangible value. I mean, you could go down to the bookstore and spend $20 to buy the physical book, but you could get it for free. And I'm not even talking about the free plus shipping hoax. I'm not a fan of that. I've said that before.
Right.
So I just don't think that's true. It seems misleading and deceptive to me. But anyway, I'm talking about the digital version or the audio version for free, like actual legit free. But doing it in exchange for an email address. And while we're on the topic of capture, it is worth mentioning. It's good to at least capture that remarketing as well. You know, you can select certain parts of your membership site where if people visit, that it would allow you to create a campaign around that. So when it comes down to the technicalities, John, are you able to put a code on different parts of 10xpro.io's pages and membership components?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, to me, that's a must have, you know, and you can easily add any type of tracking script. And what you're referring to is Facebook Pixel. You can add that anywhere you want. We do this at multiple levels. You know, you can go fast and say, hey, I want my generic code to be applied on all pages. Boom. But then obviously you can say, you can also apply specific pixel code that Facebook will give you. You can apply it to specific pages. And for that, super easy. I mean, you click a box, the page builder opens. That's the template where you can, you know, use your mouse and make it look pretty. But then on the left, you go to page options and there's a box that says header code or whatever, you know, where you paste these type of tech things. And that's it. You paste the code there, save. You're done. And now you have that thing going on. So now, yeah, like you said, they land on that page. Well, Facebook can add them to a specific custom audience. And based on that, now when you are back on Facebook, you can do that with Google as well, by the way. I'm just giving that example. Now, whenever you are, let's say, back on Facebook, you can say, hey, I want to do an ad for people who went to this page but did not reach this other page. For example, they went to the order page but did not reach the thank you page. That means they were interested, but somehow they did not buy. Maybe you can do a retargeting strategy where you are offering a bonus, you're offering them something else, you're reminding them that it's going to expire, something like that, you know? You have different strategies, same thing. They landed on your opt-in page for a cheat sheet, but they did not reach the thank you page, so they did not opt-in. But now with that information, you can retarget them. Maybe they didn't like that specific cheat sheet, or maybe they wanted a video, or maybe they want a webinar. You can retarget them to have another chance of capturing them. Because once you capture them, it's in your email list, and then you can follow up with different campaigns. I like to call it, you can cascade them into different funnels and campaigns to sell your different products and services. So yeah, absolutely, you can easily do that. And yeah, there are so many awesome strategies. I'm sure that we can talk about them in other episodes for sure.
Yeah, I kind of like thinking of it as a waterfall where, you know, they've got the mountains where the water's coming from up the top there. Let's talk about it. And I mentioned at the top of this show that I would share some of the things that are working for me. Because I'm doing a lot of what would be called content marketing, and a lot of people put that in the bucket of free. We do run paid ads as well now, which is sort of a new thing. And it's quite funny because I've seen some people in the market go the other way. They've been doing only paid traffic, sometimes spending $130,000 a month. And they sort of basically said, forget about free traffic, forget about social media, just do paid traffic because, you know, like we were saying at the beginning of the episode, it's an investment if you do it right. That's great. And then they started doing social media and content marketing with videos. And lo and behold, they make sales. The part that I think is a little bit deceptive is they now say that they've had this tremendous success from scratch, and then they sell training around this. Now, I don't know about you, John, but if you've been at it for 14 years or more, if you've been promoted by every guru on the planet and the top guy of infomercial world, if you've spent 130 grand a month on ads, wouldn't you think you could sell just about anything with a free video if you're charming and funny as well?
Yeah.
Like, do people believe this stuff?
Yeah, it's crazy.
In any case, that's just my little side note there.
Yeah.
And my point here is, though, it is worth doing both.
Yeah.
It's great to have social media. It's great to have some paid traffic. So what we've been doing is kind of a two-step component. What I do is I create lots of podcast episodes. I'm doing more and more podcast episodes. You'll notice that we're up to episode 641. I think this year alone, we are increasing the frequency. And this is a simple strategy, right? It's not well known in business, but it's doing more of what works.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the strategy. It's crazy.
I know.
So podcasts work really well for me, and they have for almost 10 years it's been. So more of what works. Podcasts are very saturated now. It's probably a harder market to get into.
Mm-hmm.
My friends and I have seen some decrease in downloads, but you can actually top that up with more shows.
Yeah.
You know, we started the year on episode 617. So we're actually flying at this time of the year, like in the second month of the year, to be this far down the track. So that's working. More of what works. Podcasts lead people to the show. I always mention the show number, and people can go and get the download resources. And my team go about creating a really good quality PDF document. Our brief is simple. It should be at least as good as what some people charge for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to the episodes and you'll get a PDF thing. It's always well designed and it looks nice. People opt in for that. They click on a button and they can give us their email address. That's really the start. Now, you've got the same ability with 10xpro.io,
right. Yeah.
That people can simply capture an email address in exchange for a resource.
Yeah.
But you've also got the additional viral thing, which I don't have, and I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah, and I think that's what you said is great. Do more of what works. And I will add, do more of what works and that works for you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's important because a lot of people are going to maybe listen to this podcast or other podcasts and they are going to say, hey, this guy's crushing it with YouTube. I should be doing YouTube or Facebook.
Well, they're not talking about me.
Well, I need to do Instagram. Guys, I don't care about any of this social stuff. I'm not in there. It's not for me. I don't like it.
Come on, John. You're a huge fan of Facebook.
Yeah. We talked about this already. I don't want to do it. So if I don't want to do it, it doesn't make me happy. I don't care how many people are making millions of dollars on Facebook. Great. That's good for them. It works for them. Just do the strategies that are going to work for you. But the important part, and I think that was a crucial point that you made, is that, yes, you're creating all these podcasts, you're creating all this content, but also you are always capturing that traffic. Whatever you're doing, it's always about capturing the traffic. We're not here to just put cool content out there. I mean, if you want to do that, that's great. But we're talking about building a business here, right? If you're going to be doing that, it's always about trying to attract people to you. And once they come to you, try to capture and capture why so you can build that relationship. But it's always important. And the way you do it, James, is very easy. It's another booster that we have in 10xpro.io, which is called the opt-in boxes. And basically, they go to your podcast episode page. For example, on this one, there's going to be a cheat sheet, a little document. And in this page, in the page where this is going to be published, there's going to be a button. There might be an image. There might be a link. And when people click, there's going to be a pop-up. And in the pop-up, it's going to tell you, awesome, if you want to get access to this, simply enter your name and email or simply enter your email. When they click on submit, they go to another page that says, awesome, the cheat sheet is on its way. Now, it's really up to you how many strategies you want to do, and we're not going to complicate things right now. You can do a bunch of things from that perspective, but that's the gist of it. It's an opt-in box. You can basically embed this in any article that you want. You can put that anywhere else. So now the gist is, as soon as they click, there's that box that appears. And the cool thing with 10xpro.io, you can create as many opt-in boxes as you want, and you set them up. And yeah, you can build your list, but then you can do all the advanced stuff that we allow you to do inside your 10xpro.io site. For example, register people when they opt in to an automated deadline. So now you can do automated campaigns. You can have deadline funnels going on autopilot. You can register them to maybe a automated webinar that you might want to tell them about after they opt in for that cheat sheet, maybe in a few days. You can register them to a launch. You can register them, of course, to a viral share campaign that we just talked about. So now they went to that podcast page. They click pop up. Yeah, I want this thing. Now they get registered to viral share and you can follow up and say, hey, by the way, did you enjoy that checklist, that cheat sheet? Well, by the way, did you know that you can have a membership site crash course. It's 100% free. Just need to tell two of your friends about, for example, James' episode. And when they opt in for the cheat sheet, you get access to the membership site crash course. I mean, that just came up right now. I just made that up, but you could do it that way. And you'll do all of that inside 10xpro.io. Everything is built in. You just get an embed code, and now you add that to your page, and boom, it will look like a button. It will look like a link, or it will look like an image. And then whenever people click, basically they can get access to the thing and then get registered to all the different strategies that you have set up.
That's the magic there. I mean, that's the water coming down from the mountains. You've got your videos, your podcasts. And that's why I said, look, I've been doing podcasts for 10 years, so don't launch your podcast next week and expect it to flood. And I won't be selling how I make $150,000 a month with podcast course
right. And
forgetting to tell people that I've been doing for 10 years, right? So podcast videos, social media, great, some paid ads, all leading to, I think, the edge of the waterfall for me, that's when the email comes.
Mm-hmm.
When the email comes, that's where my machine takes over. I did some specific training on this inside my membership, inside Superfast Business Membership,
yep,
which is the advanced email strategies that I use. But I've managed to figure out a way to make sales on autopilot for Superfast Business Membership. I mean, it creates a member every day or two on autopilot via the emails. Now, I've been doing it two different ways. One way, up until January, was a waiting list with the deadline funnel.
Mm-hmm.
I've documented that, shared it with members. It worked really well for me. And you've got a similar feature in 10X Pro,
yep,
that allows people to have a waiting list and automated emails with deadlines, etc.
Yeah.
And then the second way is, now I let people buy straight away because I've been able to make capacity, mm-hmm, to serve them right now. So you can go to superfastbusiness.com and you can join Superfast Business Membership today if you want to. I've opened it up because I'm speeding up the path. And the reason is, my mountain is taller. The water is coming down that ravine so well, just flying over the waterfall. I've got this momentum and people are ready to buy. So sometimes you can accidentally get in between someone trying to buy and slow it down. And as I started testing with my deadline funnel, adding the option for people to skip the queue or to buy now, they were. And I watched in my reporting that they went from a 45 to 65 day period, which is consistent with what Scott DeGrozier said when he did the Wicked Reports episode, that most of the traffic of the $1.5 billion worth of sales they tracked, it was a 45 day break even. Mine's down to like 1 to 7 days. It's in that 1 to 7 day bracket. So I've dramatically reduced or shortened the path to people being able to purchase. But here's where the magic is. I'm still making sales at day 7 or day 14 or day 25 because the emails keep going.
Yeah.
And because I keep publishing, I keep adding more water up there and it just keeps flying down the waterfall. So that was a good discussion with so many dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot to take from that. And of course, you can go and download the cheat sheet from episode 641, where we've summarized it all. My team have diligently streamed through all of the words we've said and put just the nuggets for you to go and get. And if you do download that, you will be invited to join Superfast Business Membership. You will be prompted to take a test drive of 10xpro.io, which I really support. I love it because I'm seeing my members of Superfast Business who have been trying 10X Pro start generating email lists, start making sales, get the membership up that they've been struggling with to try and piece together with other platforms. And it was a classic case of, don't try and copy what I've done because I've been at it for 10 years and it's not going to necessarily be the easiest way to do it. But 10X Pro solved that problem. So I'm grateful for that. And I guess the people who are visiting this podcast and buying 10X Pro, you've exchanged some of your time, John,
yeah,
which is very valuable. And I'm sure you make a few sales along the way. So it's a great venture.
Yeah, I mean, thank you very much for having me. I think that's definitely an episode that we can expand on. There's so many different layers and different strategies that we can go into. But yeah, you know, I think we covered the basics for now.
Perfect. Well, thank you. If you like this series, be sure to go and check out the other episodes John and I have recorded, because we are prolifically recording these membership series. And also, please ask questions. You can reply to any of the emails I send. I do answer them personally. I would love to receive your email if you've got a question about memberships, or if you want an introduction to John. He's pretty easy for me to connect you with, and I look forward to catching up on the future episode.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.